on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
Alrighty. So.
Anything going on?
I am sunburned like a red lobster.
Oh. Yep. We had parties this weekend, huh?
Red lobster.
Red lobster. I had, my...
Not a rock lobster?
The rock lobster? Yeah, one of them. Maybe a Maine lobster? I don't know, but my son had a party on a farm, and, I didn't, prepare for the weather, and I got, massively sunburned on the face. It's killing me.
That's not good.
So I thought we were going to get a breather, damn it.
Yeah.
I thought so, too, and then we got slammed.
Well, it's funny, we talked about that on the last show, and then even more stuff came out after we stopped taping.
That's the thing I don't get, is that they just keep going. And it's like nobody has room to actually finish these things half the time anymore.
And a lot of people just don't care anymore. I've seen so much, I'm not doing this, I don't care, it's just one loot item.
Yeah, I don't have time to waste everything anymore. I mean, if they're looking for people to spend money, this isn't the way to do it. Mm-mm. So, or maybe it is. Maybe
well,
I'm just one of those.
Well, then they put everything on sale. Well, you know what I noticed?
Oh, I got screwed on that. I got screwed on the sale. They had the stamina at 8 reward points, and I bought it, and of course it took 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept trying to get support, and every time I tried to get support, it started off at 8 minutes, and then went up to 10, and then went up to 12, and then went up to 15, and I'm just like, well, this is dumb as shit. So, I quit. I don't have time for that crap.
Are you collecting the Rambo?
I am collecting nothing. I'm collecting jack shat, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it is overwhelming, and I really did enjoy the break we got from it. It was kind of nice.
A lot of people did. And it was kind of embarrassing because we asked a lot of people to go comment on threads on Get Satisfaction and to thank Zynga for giving us the break. And yep. A lot of people took their time to do that. And then, you know, a couple days later, boom, right back to where
psych.
We started.
Yep.
Well, I think that's a big problem with player retention, too, because don't you feel if you miss something, you'll never get a chance to do it, so it makes you kind of say, well, screw this, I'll find a different game to play.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case. I think the stance from Zynga was that it was mini-packs that were doing it, so mini-packs got yanked. And then, you know, they've got events going on, but they don't pull the events. They're seeing click activity from and assuming that click activity assumes that players are happy with the events. And there's a major problem, which is that they're doing the events because they're there and they feel compelled to do them. That's one thing. But then if they're not happy with doing them, then they're going to end up leaving at some point because you're only going to be able to go on doing them unhappy for so long. I still don't know to this day whether or not they've actually gotten that message where that's the problem. That's the root of it.
Yeah.
Or do they not care?
Well,
they're going to do what they're going to do and if that, it doesn't make it, they have a
move
other
on
games.
To the next game. I know I don't know what they're doing.
You know, and we've really put ourselves out there to, you know, form a bond or a relationship with Zynga. And, you know, people kind of look to us to, like, hey, this is all screwed up. Do you have any influence? Can you say anything or ask? And then we do, and then we don't get results, and it's just... You feel like all the time you spend pushing stuff is a waste. Do any of you feel that way?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. I'm way too excited to not say this, but Osama bin Laden is dead.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to break in there, but I'm excited. Sorry.
So Bin Laden's been iced.
Yeah.
Did he get iced?
Ultimate ice.
It's the iced player of the week.
Yeah.
He is the iced player of the week.
That's exciting, though. It's about time.
Wee, Osama in pajamas is toast.
Osama in pajamas.
So what's been happening this week in Spockholm?
Busy, as usual. We're still trying to get on the last show I said we'd have business, what we're calling the business manager. So I need to get the terminology right. I've been calling it business helper because that's one of the old ones we had. But the business manager, Spocklet, is the one that's on the horizon. And we've been just trying to get a lot of stuff into it before it makes it out to the public. And so, it is going to be kind of the all-inclusive, anything that to manage your businesses and Mafia Wars, you'll have the capability to do. So you can beg for parts. There's an option for that in there. So if you need some construction workers, there's an ask button that will launch the ability to ask your family for construction workers. You want to collect your properties, there's an option for that. There's obviously, crafting your items is now an option in there as well. An interesting tidbit that was added just recently is when you go to collect, there's an option in there to initiate a taskmaster, which is in Brazil one of the crew bonuses you can get, which doubles your collection on your properties. And so it actually has the capability now for you to initiate that if you haven't started it prior to collecting, which should get you those extra bonuses. The whole premise behind Business Helper was there was a gentleman that is visually impaired. His name is Ari Anshari. And he came to Ike and he said, is there anything you can do to help me with the business part of the game? Because with all the flash, my readers can't read that. And so that's really what started this new Business Helper, Spocklet. And we've taken a lot of criticism over the years for our scripts and stuff like that. But it's not the first time that we've had people from the disabled community say the ability to use scripts has helped them. We just get this feedback from the community that we're doing good. And, Zynga's not going to put an ADA compliance in their game. We know it because they're going to try to, flash it up and make it pretty and keep people engaged that way. The other one that came out this week is called Crack Da Safe. Which is a small Spocklet that tells you how many times you've actually cracked the safe. There's a maximum of 100 times you can actually crack the safe. And so what it'll do is it'll read, based on the number of items you've collected so far, the number of times you've actually cracked the safe. So that, you know when you've hit the final limit of the 100. So me, I've only gotten up to 9. Haven't done very well with it, but I haven't pursued it very, very hard either because I just can't afford to have my account banned. And there's a lot of people that are complaining that they're getting lots of ban messages for trying to add people too fast and so on.
It's true. A lot.
The two companies got to come together on what is reasonable requesting and so on because one's killing each other's socialization in the game. And I think it's a shame. I mean, if I choose to add a friend, who is Facebook to say whether or not that person is my friend or isn't my friend? They shouldn't even be questioning it. I know that they're trying to do it to prevent people from just adding a whole bunch of friends and then spamming them for whatever reason, but they have other mechanisms in place to tackle that. So stay out of the socialization aspect of it in determining who is my friend. If I decide I want to add a friend for the game or a game or whatever, I should have that capability. But right, that's just my two cents. And then the other thing I'm going to talk about is not so much a Spocklet or anything. It's just something regarding specifically Spockholm. And we dedicate all of our time to doing the things we do over at Spockholm. Well, some of those things cost money. And in order to do that, we've taken on some advertising as an experiment within specifically like the Lincolnator. Martin's always had advertising on the Spockholm page using Google AdSense and stuff. And we've gotten a couple of emails, people asking us, well, wait a minute, why are you advertising for loot sellers if loot sellers are illegal and whatever else? And, that we've said on the show that we don't like loot sellers. I may or may not have said that. I can't remember. I don't really have a problem with loot sellers. Now, from our perspective, an advertiser is an advertiser. If they're paying us to advertise, then you may get into some kind of ethical issue but the idea of just advertising is not illegal. And if they're willing to pay us to just put up a banner and we link to them, if you click the link and you go there and you decide to buy something, that's an individual's choice. I know Jen's posted about this too, because she's gotten the same type of questions. You know, we do have to try to, fund this somehow, and, and to just pay for the day-to-day stuff. I mean, there's only so much you can do out of pocket yourself in order to keep the community growing and continue to make great spocklets and stuff that we do for the community. But I can assure you, through donations, which are great, and we do get some of those, it's not near what it costs to run this. And that's the reason why we're looking at other avenues. Now, as I think Jen pointed out on her blog recently, if Zynga was willing to just pony up and say, look, you guys are doing a great job, we're just going to send you the equivalent of what you would be getting ad dollars from somewhere else, then fine, I don't care. I'd let Zynga do the advertising on our site too. That's right. But that's where we're kind of at with it. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's probably not something permanent, but certainly I'd like to be finding other sources of revenue to continue to fund the servers and things like that. Well, and the other thing, if Zynga really wanted to squash the black market, they can offer everything that's sold outside the game in the marketplace at reasonable dollar figures equating to whatever the reward point value is, and they would squash the entire black market in a heartbeat. They choose not to do it is beyond us, and it's not something we necessarily need to know, but they certainly know that these groups are out there, selling. I mean, and they could stop them if they want to. They have stopped some already.
And another thing too, I noticed whenever I do post about something black market related, the people in the community start reporting each other on my blog. They'll make up fake profile names and then, make a comment trying to report somebody. Well, that's not our job. We're not the police. And Zynga has a hotline for that. And I just don't think, reporting like that is the way to go.
Yep, I agree. So I just want to get that out in the air. Anyway, so that's where it's at. I personally don't have something against someone that wants to sell loot if that's their choice. And if they get caught doing it and, they get in trouble for it, that's between them and Zynga. With regard to us, they want to advertise. They're an advertising space. If Zynga wants to buy the space, or the person that's complaining that, we're using that space for those people, you're welcome to buy an ad just the same. And if that helps us keep the servers alive and everything else, and our server usage has grown over time because of the different things we're doing with the SpotCon service to provide a safer method for people to get, URLs specifically related to Mafia Wars, I'm all for it. So I think after talking with Ike and Martin, that's kind of the SpotCon stance at this point. And not, like I said, this one was just an experiment in Linkinator, and we'll see where it goes. So anyway, that's pretty much all I've got to cover in the SpotCon report.
Awesome. Well, what's going on with you, Jen?
Just when we thought we could not have any more piled upon us, we talked about everything on the last show that they put out in one day with the properties upgrading and the Rambo versus Terminator. So, usually on Friday, nothing happens and you think you're safe and there's not going to be anything new for the weekend. Well, midday on Friday, the Thrill of the Hunt limited time mission came out. Most people do like the missions. I don't mind them. They have good rewards as far as experience goes. And some of them have had good loot items, and this one's no exception. But usually there are six parts. Every limited time mission had six parts, and this one has nine. And I was going crazy trying, because I hadn't planned on doing a blog post like that. And so I had time, so I was like, well, I might as well do it. I could knock it out in, 40 minutes to an hour. And the parts kept coming. I'm like, oh my God, part seven, part eight. When is this thing going to end? So you got to do nine parts to get the grand prize loot item. And then there's a little trickery in this mission, because they'll want you to loot specific items, and they'll get the go now that will take you to the job that does it is the more expensive way to do it, because all the items that they want you to loot drop in other cheaper jobs. For example,
I'm glad you said that, because that's where I'm stuck right now, is an Italy job where I need rail tickets.
Right, you don't. All you need to do is go to Las Vegas and loot them in the job. Instead of doing this Italy job that requires a consumable and the drop rate is ridiculous. Now, I didn't figure this out till I was almost done. And I was like, man, So it's important to do the cheaper jobs. So you just go to Vegas where they drop it 100% and you're going to spend way less energy. And the same is true about the gas cans. They have a job in Italy, recruit some local muscle, and you need 13 gas cans, and they drop like maybe 1 out of 10 jobs. But if you go over to Brazil, there's a job that it's more energy, but there's 100% drop rate of gas cans. So you'll spend a lot less energy. And I haven't figured out like if this is a bug, it shouldn't be this way. But we saw that on the last limited time mission with the illegal transaction records. You know, it's like, are they wanting us to waste money so we feel compelled to use our reward points for refills? I don't know. And then you have to get some computer setups. And I've gotten some emails, and I haven't verified this yet either, but some players are saying that all their existing computer setups have disappeared. So I don't know if you want to go check that out and see if that's happened to you as well. I know I had like a whole bunch of them. I think I had like 20,000 of them. So I'm going to see if they're still there. But the grand prize this time, it's called the cringe rifle. And, you know, everyone's making jokes about it, that they cringe that there's another mission. It has really good stats, 151 attack and 87 defense. So if you like doing missions, I like doing missions because they give you tasks you normally wouldn't do and you feel like you're accomplishing something, you know, once you've completed everything. The timing of this mission, though, I think some people may have trouble with it. Because the very last part you need to collect on your tenement in New York, and you can only collect on that once every 48 hours. So if you don't plan it right, like say you collected 2 days or right before you got to part 9 and you had just collected it, well, now you're going to have to wait the 2 days for it to go down. So if you're close to the 9 days that you have to complete it, you will be cutting it close. And there's a couple of crafting tasks as well. You have to build 2 items in the port, and there's, I think, the armory. And there's some decent loot besides the cringe rifle.
Wow.
And you do have 3 times where you're going to have to ask people to click on your mission crew request.
Yay.
So use the mission crew bookmarklet by Team Spotcom.
Or the Lincolnator has support in the general section for those two.
I forgot.
That's nice.
That's about all like new in the game. Something that's going to affect a lot of families, and I don't really know to what extent. Hopefully Chester has more to say on this, but Facebook is migrating all the old group pages to the new type of group page. And they're recommending that you archive any information that you may want to keep, because all your discussions are going to be gone. Oh, there's geez. No discussion pages. And personally, what I don't like about the new page setup is that when you post things, if somebody comments on it, it bumps it to the top. So you kind of lose a chronological feeling when you read the feeds. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to affect wars. Do you people comment on your ISIS and stuff like that?
Well, some people do.
Absolutely.
And sometimes that can be good, though, because then you don't realize if it's way down at the bottom of the post that someone was maybe saying something you needed to know.
Yeah.
So point is good.
And Chester and Mike had mentioned that there is a Facebook application that you can add a discussion to your page. And then if you really hate the whole new page format and you can't, you know, get used to it, you can always create a fan page. And Facebook is kind of laxed up on the rules for what a fan page has to be. So you can be like a community page. So you can have more purposes for it than in the past.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still a pain in the butt.
Another problem with this is, like, I have 5,000 friends. I've been at that limit. A lot of us have. So for Crack the Safe, I've deleted some so I can add new ones. And I'm at, like, maybe 4,930, something like that. But when I go to like a new page, because a lot of new pages are being created because of this,
yep,
it's saying that you reached your 5,000 limit. Please remove some friends in order to like this page.
That's crazy.
And so I do, and it still won't let me. So I haven't been able to like any new pages for, like, a week now. All because of this Crack the Safe, I believe. Yeah, so I think we're going to run into a lot of problems like this.
Perfect.
It's dumb.
Anything else going on, Jen?
Well, one thing that we might see, there was a request for some type of relief for the natural disaster that just struck in southeastern America with all the tornadoes. I believe there's like 352 people now have died, and, you know, so much destruction. And some players wanted to know, well, you know, you did a relief thing for Haiti and for Japan. What about our own country? And that topic was put on Get Satisfaction. And they CM responded to it that it was a great idea and they liked it. And so it's been forwarded. So we may see some type of item or something to help donate money for the cause.
Yeah, we should help our own country. Welcome to Player Spotlight. Tonight, we have a special guest from Fight Club. We have Lee, who's also known as Mr. Popular. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how are y'all?
Very good. How are you?
Doing very well.
So I have a couple questions for you. How long have you been playing Mafia Wars?
About 18 months or so.
What got you started on the game?
Yeah, no, I was on Facebook and met a couple of my buddies back from high school, and they were playing the game, and I kind of got into it, and from there kind of spun way out of hand, and way too much money got invested, and next thing you know, here I am talking to you.
How long have you been in Fight Club?
I've probably been there about 8 or 9 months now.
Nice, and so you guys have a lot of fun. You do a lot of drive-bys, big wars. What's going on?
Pretty much, we just torture everybody that we come up against. That's pretty much our whole MO.
Well, if there's anything that you could fix or change about the game, what would you fix?
I would probably fix the fact that, I would like unlimited attack and defense and weapons. That would be the thing I would try to fix. I don't understand why I can't have that as it is right now. What's the hell of a problem with Zynga?
I want stamina.
You want stamina?
I just want stamina.
Doesn't every woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you'd like to listen to the entire interview with Lee from Fight Club, we will post it on the Informant podcast page. It's time for the family life. Hey, Chester.
Hello.
You got anything fun going on, family life?
Fun?
Yeah, fun.
Besides Facebook screwing us out of our pages?
Yeah, not good.
No, it's not good. But
you're going to go archive all of our stuff, right?
Me? Well, that's what I got you guys for. A godfather actually puts people in place that can do these little tasks. I got
that doesn't
too
sound
many
like
things,
a little task.
Like starting wars and pissing everybody else off.
And you're really good at that. I got to give you that.
Yes, I am. I'm a master delegator. I have a PhD in delegation. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, we had a few rants that came in. God, were they funny. People getting tired of all the stuff that everybody else is getting tired of, which is too many events in a short period of time. Can't clear them all. Sick of Facebook pinking us when we're having to try to find new people. We had some people that were actually saying we're actually scared because people are getting their accounts hacked. And if we're friending these people and we get our accounts hacked, well, Zynga, this is something that you're making us do if we want to continue going forward in the game. Mm-hmm. And I guess to them, it's an acceptable risk. To me, it kind of sucks ass because if I'm down, then I mean, what happens to the family, So it's difficult. I've quit doing a lot of these things that say, well, you got to find new members. I'm just going to start ditching everybody that I know and adding them back in. I mean, that's the only way that I see that these are people that I trust that have been with me for a long time. So if I just kick them out of my mafia and add them back in, is that actually going to work?
And there is tons of hacks going on, and these viruses with that secret stash thing is about to make me insane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new one, too.
I'm getting them even in the Facebook chat now.
The new one's like an achievement.
Oh, I'm seeing the secret stash one a lot.
Anyway, since this is still my segment.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Who are you?
From Account Temps. Anyway, Karen's the one who's having a tough time with us. And so, Execution Queen, we feel your pain. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm done spamming everybody and their dog. I've got 15 different groups that I have all my friend buckets in. And basically, I don't let most of my friends see it. So I have very few select Mafia Wars people that are consistent and give back and help out with these things, and I keep them in. And these are people outside of MIG-OG. Mm-hmm. So I try not even to spam MIG-OG because there's just so much crap there.
Yeah, you don't ever even spam our mocks or anything.
No, I try not to. And we've had other people. Mistress's Rage, she's been having issues with with drop rates. You know, she's been watching her drop rates go down, go down, and go down, and she's having a tough time with it. And she says that Zynga says it's an effort to keep the game fair. And her point is, you're trying to keep the game fair, but you're making it so that she doesn't get her stuff. So the people that have been playing for time on end, you're basically taking away our stuff so that you can create an equal playing field. And these are things I don't get. It's like when I take my kid to a birthday party now, my kid gets a gift. It's like, where the hell did this come from? I'm sorry, but the kid whose birthday it is, they get the gifts, and everybody else that comes there, they don't need a goodie bag to go home with. It's a bunch of crap. I mean, this is the same thing. You're trying to create this, or this gray area for everybody to play in, where there are true winners and there are true losers, which most of the women are in this, right?
Whatever. Give it up.
Oh, we won.
That's so old.
It
my
is.
Gosh.
It like, is, but damn it, we won.
Ago.
Doesn't matter.
Give it up.
Chillax. Anyway, it was, those are two things that have come in on the rant line. And I absolutely agree that this was crap. And Zynga's just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Even though PAC has said it, individuals have said it, people have posted it everywhere, that we're having a tough time. We can't continue to keep doing these events. We're getting lost. I just said, screw it. I'll do an event once in a while, and that's it. I mean, I used to get upset as well, and I just said I'm done. So just being an average player, it's disconcerting, basically, to see all this stuff happen. And I'm losing another friend in Mafia Wars. He told me today.
Oh, no.
Playing for a very long time. So it's a very difficult thing.
Mm. Anyway, it is hard to see your friends go, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because outside of any game that Zynga has, this is the one with a community. This is the one where people have band together and become friends and done things for each other. And many of the people that have done this are leaving. So I just wish that a lot of people would stop spending. So that
yeah, I don't see that happening.
No, and the numbers keep dropping too. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox.
That's
we'll do
a change.
Some shout outs. I know. So for shout outs, I'll send it out to the Execution Queen, as well as Mistress's Rage, and then to Scott within MIG OG. So all the time and dedication and everything that he's shown over the past year, I appreciate it.
Yep, we love you.
How about you?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Popular for bearing with me through that first interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, not you.
Not me?
No,
oh,
Lee.
Mr. Popular.
Damn not it. Anymore. You've been replaced.
Damn it.
How about you, Jen?
I want to give a shout out to all the fans and admin on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady page. We hit 20,000 fans.
Congrats.
And thank you. But anyways, we're doing a contest to give away some loot. We're going to have some Italy loot, Lotto collections. NG threw in a comic book collection. And what you have to do is there's a discussion thread, and you have to go to it and just make a comment or something. But you need to like the Mafia Wars Loot Lady page and the Informant podcast page. So when we pick a winner, we're going to check and make sure the person has liked both pages.
Nice.
Cool.
But thanks to NG for setting that up. I had been meaning to do something like this for a while, but I get so busy.
Cool.
But so shout out to everyone that made that possible.
Spocktonian.
I'm going to give a follow-up shout out. I mentioned it sort of in the segment to Ari and Shari. He's the gentleman that was the inspiration for business manager. I got to get used to saying that too. So anyway, that's who my shout out goes to tonight. I just wanted to make sure that he's aware that we appreciate his.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at Informant Pod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new one.